Returning to our coverage of what's going on in Gaza, Israeli forces are now in control of the vital Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt, meaning essential supplies and lifeline services can't get through, according to aid agencies. The UN says the Rafah crossing is now effectively closed, along with the Kerem Shalom crossing. Save the Children reports trucks carrying medicine, equipment and fuel have been unable to get through either crossing since Sunday. The UN's described Israel's seizure of the Palestinian side of Rafah as the darkest morning in this seven-month-long nightmare. Joining us now is UNICEF, the UN's Children's Fund, James Elder. Hi, James.
Lisa, hi there. Good morning.
Can you give us a little bit of a description of how things are in Gaza in terms of supplies?
Disastrous. You've got to understand, given the size of Gaza, there's no ability in other war zones to what we'd call pre-position, keep supplies there, put, you know, some of the things UNICEF has that are life-saving day by day, nutritional supplies. The water situation is absolutely dire there. People living on around a litre a day. It's a catastrophic number, below any sort of emergency level. Medicines for hospitals, fuel, so doctors can operate this horror show with light. We can't store those things. They need to come in every day. And as your listeners know, Lisa, for the last 7 months, a fraction of what's needed to come in has come in. Now, in the last 2 days, nothing is coming in. The bombardment continues. The people are being deprived of quite literally everything, dignity included. And somehow now it's got worse these last 2 days because the offensive in this critical point of Rafah, that's the southernmost point, that's where almost all the aid comes through. So it is literally now got worse for people because they're lacking now everything you can possibly imagine.
Can you tell us about the practicalities of that, James? How is the border controlled?
So the vast majority of people in Gaza would access water through desalination plants, and UNICEF was a very major player in those because water is controlled, a lot of water is controlled from Israel. They turned off a lot of those taps after October 7. Desalination plants were destroyed. So much infrastructure in Gaza has been destroyed. I mean, homes, houses, two-thirds of those, universities, schools, and water systems. So desalination plants are the critical thing, but desalination plants firstly require pipes, which have been blown up, Lisa. Secondly, they require fuel to keep them running. Now, there's really only one out of four or five running now, and that still requires fuel. Without fuel, and we are now down to around less than 24 hours reserves, that water supply stops. So water comes through that and water comes through trucking. No trucks are coming in. So in Rafah, which is now a city of children, Lisa, Rafah, it's important to remember, was home for around 200,000 to 300,000 people. It's now got about 1.3, 1.4 million. One in two of every boy and girl in the Gaza Strip now lives in Rafah. Twice the population density of New York City, no high-rises. Everyone's in tents, everyone's living side by side in very, very difficult conditions. It's bombardments every night. You lie in Rafah, as I've done, and it feels like you're lying in a coffin. The lack of water, what it means is that it's about 3,500 people to a shower. So your 70-year-old woman, Lisa, your pregnant mom, your teenage girl, they queue all day, and I mean all day, maybe to get to the front of the line. These sort of crazy numbers that people are living through day by day are getting worse now as the bombardment continues and aid agencies can no longer use that main thoroughfare for aid.
Now, people would have seen the leaflet drop telling Palestinians, Israeli government telling Palestinians to evacuate. One of the areas is Al-Mawazi, which has been touted by the Israeli government as a potential safe zone. You are familiar with the area. How would you describe that particular place and whether it's safe or not?
Gaza is a really extraordinary place for your listeners in New Zealand, or for me being your neighbour from Australia. You're used to going from city to city and having a bit of nothing, a bit of countryside in between. You don't have that in Gaza. So Rafah and Khan Yunis are two cities and you go between them and it's hard to differentiate because you literally just went from a city to a city in the space of 50 metres. Al-Mawasi is the only area in Gaza, and I've been south to north, north to south, that really is a bit desolate. Yeah, it's 10 square kilometres, give or take, of sand. There's nothing there. And there's a reason in the high density of the Gaza Strip why no one lives in Al-Mawasi, because it's sand, because you can't build on it, you can't grow anything on it. Well, that's now where hundreds of thousands of people are being pushed, hundreds of thousands of people who many children are malnourished, many have the wounds of war, Lee. So I've sat in tents with children who have had limbs amputated, who should be in hospitals, should be getting rehab, but are in tents. So the level of trauma that these people will move again. So they move to this area where even the horrendous sort of lack of sanitation I describe in Rafah, it's much worse in Al-Mawasi. So this, you're right, they called it a safe zone, and the language is very important, because safe has a legal, has an ethical definition, has a legal definition, and safe is not just free from bombardment. Safety legally means access, safe access to sanitation, to food, to medicines, to shelter. Al-Mawasi doesn't have those things. Al-Mawasi is absolutely bereft of all those things. And in fact, it was Al-Mawasi 2 weeks ago where a little boy, Mustafa, was going to get some parsley for his family dinner and was shot in the head and killed. That's the safe zone.
Thank you so much for your time, James. That is James Alder, who is from UNICEF, which is the UN's Children's Fund. They're describing conditions in Rafah with two of the borders in that area closed, meaning aid trucks can't get through.